criminal law solicitors practising in Kildare met with local TDs Joe Neville and Rhéda Cronin at Leinster House earlier this week to raise urgent concerns about the new model for criminal legal aid, which was introduced by the Department of Justice on July 1st. The solicitors warned that the scheme is already forcing them off criminal legal aid panels, with knock-on effects for victims, vulnerable defendants and the court systems, both nationally and here in Kildare. Now, solicitor Niamh Kelly of Michael J. Staines & Co. joins me on the line now. Good morning, Niamh. Thanks for taking our call on the show.
Not at all. Good morning, Hannah.
So for listeners who might not be fully aware of these changes that came in at the start of the month, I mean, what has changed within the model?
Well, effectively what the Minister has introduced is a scheme whereby there is now a flat fee for representing people who are prosecuted with a criminal offence, a flat fee of €520. So that flat fee covers the entirety of the case. So from our perspective, it simply is unworkable. We deal with cases that are extremely complex and a variety of different types of cases, but generally people who end up coming, well, who use the legal aid system and are prosecuted generally come with complexities and vulnerabilities, so they're never straightforward. So it's simply, this flat fee model simply is unworkable.
And, I mean, why are solicitors, I might sound like a very simple question, but why are solicitors so concerned about it? Are they thinking that it isn't feasible and it's going to impact their work? And of course, the victims as well, those who are looking for help from legal aid solicitors.
Well, the main concern here for solicitors is simply it's the access to justice, which is our main concern. And it's actually not just us who have this concern. It's the Irish Human Rights and Equality Commission, the Irish Council for Civil Liberties, the Free Legal Advice Centre, the many more people who've come out with these concerns. But really what it creates is a system whereby the more complex cases are not, people are going to be more willing to turn them away because they simply won't be paid for the work. Mm. And I'll give you an example. I've worked in the Children's Court myself for many years, and my colleague is in my office, is based there now. And we deal with extremely vulnerable children who have, they could be within the care system, or it could be their first time coming before the courts. They may be neurodivergent. They may have suffered parental loss, suffering addiction. And these are the type of cases that are never straightforward. And actually the Children Act itself is all about diversion and rehabilitation. So we're encouraged to go along that path. And it's also, we're forced by statute as well. And again, all of these things have literally been disregarded here by the Minister. And what will happen is these vulnerable people, such as children, are going to suffer. They're not going to get the proper care and attention that they should be given. And at the moment, there's a huge number of solicitors have resigned. I myself have resigned from the panel. Eight of our solicitors have resigned in our office. You know, it's a crisis as far as I'm concerned, because these are the most vulnerable people in society and they are suffering, and they're suffering right now.
And reading from that, the Law Society poll, it polled 260 solicitors who were on that legal aid panel in June and found that just 3 out of those 260 were continuing to work under the new scheme. So, I mean, that's a loss of 253 solicitors on that panel. And I'm thinking of the implications that is going to have, so many people resigning. And as you were saying, the impact that is going to have on the people who need that help as well. The Justice Minister, he seems quite adamant that he is not going to change his mind on this decision. What was his reason for introducing this flat fee in the first place?
The Minister is basing this on creating efficiency within the court system. And unfortunately, what they have failed to do in that department is to actually look at what are causing the delays in the court system. He seems to have decided to put the blame on criminal defence practitioners in relation to this, but it just simply is not the case. If you look at the reason for the majority of adjournments within the court system, they are either statute-based or they are on the part of the state. Okay, so what we deal with on a day-to-day basis is cases being adjourned because their DPP directions are outstanding, there is disclosure needed for the case, CCTV, for example, or statements. There's books of evidence aren't ready to be served on people. the probation reports aren't ready, the probation services may look for more time. So if you actually look at it in closely, the reasons for the delays and the adjournment are not down to the defence. And that's the thing that has been unfairly portrayed here against us. It just simply isn't the case. And I think it was brought up to the Minister in the Rockness Justice Committee, and he was asked to, out of the 350,000 cases that he looked at, to explain how many were of the adjournments were down to the defence, and he simply couldn't. All he could say was that they were down to everybody involved. So again, that just shows that this new scheme has been brought in. It has, but it's not based on accurate data, and it's a huge thing, a scheme to bring in and not have the data to back it up.
And reading here, solicitors practicing in Kildare, they did meet with local TDs Joe Neville and Rhéda Cronin at Leinster House on the 15th of July, so just Wednesday gone, about this, that the concerns of the new model. How did that meeting go? Were you there yourself, or have you?
I was.
Yeah. How did that meeting go the other day?
Yes, the meetings were good. I think one of the things that is most evident is that the deputy and the politicians are not fully aware themselves of how the district court operates. And I think it was helpful from our perspective to sit down with them and explain to them about the complexities in relation to the criminal cases, and to explain to them actually how it operates, and to hear it from us and not this slant that's been, you know, put out there to the media in relation to abuses and delaying court proceedings and all of that. So again, I think it was helpful. I think they listened to us, and I think it was insightful for them as well. And I think they now have a better understanding of where we're coming from, because it simply is not about money. It really is not. This is all about access to justice, and there are vulnerable people here who are going to suffer.
And Niamh, now what? Because still reading here, even this morning, in the past about 10 hours, 12 hours, media is reporting that the Minister for Justice is still, you know, remaining adamant on his decision. He's standing over that decision on free legal aid fees. I mean, where does this put solicitors now who have resigned from those legal aid panels?
Well, we will remain in the same position, because it is, as I said, it's simply an unworkable scheme. So my concern is we're going to have the month of August is going to be now the courts that are shut for the month of August. You'll have only emergency court sitting. But that is still a problem. And there are people who are being brought into Garda stations and they're being questioned for very serious offences, and they're not receiving legal advice. And this will have implications for all involved. This will have implications for trials in months or a year and a half to come. It will have implications for people in and out of custody. And I'm concerned that something is going to happen and it's going to be too late for the Minister at that stage. And this is the time to sort this out, not wait for something bad to happen.
Niamh, thanks so much for your time on the Kildare Today show this morning. That is Solicitor Niamh Kelly of Michael J. Staines and Co. joining us. That comes as criminal law solicitors practising in Kildare met with local TDs Joe Neville and Rhéda Cronin earlier this week to raise those concerns about the new model for criminal legal aid, which was introduced by the Department of Justice earlier this month on July 1st.